rồi. Anh đã ra tôi không biết là gì anh chị tôi đã em sẽ gì anh chị đây gặp anh rồi và lấy gì tôi sẽ
Okay, the Zechnish was having Murray Yaakov and Yisro Perkins, the Zechnish was Daniel Shane of Yeshua Falak. A Gemach HaSima Toivah for everybody. A Gemach HaGadyor. Hopefully everyone had a meaningful Yom Kippur. Okay, so today we're going to try to do Hazinu and Zos HaBrach. And then Be'ez Hashem, after Yantif, it'll be Bracious. So so this way we'll be Messiahim Kol HaTorah Kula, hopefully today.
When does Shiurim
Yeah, when does Shiurim resume? That's an excellent question. So the Isrucha says, we keep Yantav Sheni here in Chutz La'aretz.
I remember.
You remember that? So Yantav Sheni is Tuesday, and Wednesday is what, the travel day? Or do we have Shiur Wednesday?
Wednesday is travel day, and then Thursday the 20th is regular shear. We start up again.
Oh, okay. So Thursday, the Thursday after, even though for the need this year, we're going to give already on Wednesday, right? Is that what we said? Yes. Okay. The Torah tells us Hazino Hashemayim va'adabera v'sishmo ha'aretz imrefi. So the Panim Yafos on page 6, going over to page 7, has a shot in this these psukim Hazinu Hashamayim Vadabera Veshishma Ha'aretzim Refi. And then the Chasam Sofer elaborates on it. So let's see. On page 7. Od yesh lefarish al derech she'omru chazal. B'shoah she'omru Yisrael nasa v'nishma. When Klal Yisrael said nasa v'nishma, Omar Hashem Yisbarach, mi gila l'vonai razeh. Who told my children, Klal Yisrael, this secret? Sh'amalochim mishtam shtimbo. These are the secret of Malach Hashem. Baruch Hashem Malach Gibor Koch Usa Dvaro L'Shmo B'Kol Dvaro. So what's the inyan? Himachmas Godel Tshuvas V'Chavivas HaMalachim. In other words, the Malachim have a certain tshuka to be close to Hashem. Mosifim Koch Kibiyachol L'Malah L'Daber Imohem. In other words, the Malachim are the recipients of the kedusha from Hashem. When Hashem sees a yearning from a recipient, that gives an extra koyach kiviyachol to be mashpia. For example, Chayin Amru Chazal, B'talmid hamachkim es rabo. What does that mean? So a simple pshat, like Rabbi Willig said over once, you know, you have a Talmud who he asks good questions, so it gets the Rebbe to think more, and said, you know, but saying over here, Shemachmas Chukosol Lishmo Merabo, Nosin Oz Bechachmas Rabo Lahashpielo. It's not just a practical thing. In other words, if you have a good Talmud, he's going to ask you good questions, so he's going to get you to think more. It's a metaphysical thing also, that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that a Rebbe has a Talmud who wants to be a recipient, that gives the HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives the Rebbe an extra koach hashpa. That's what it means. Talmud amachim etz rabo shemachmas chukoso l'shmo me'rabo nosin oz b'chachmas rabo l'hashpialo. And then he says v'chein omru v'shamru v'nei Yisrael as hashabos v'asos es hashabos kol hashom hashabos kilchoso kilo oso hashabos. That if a person is going to keep Shabbos, ki'ilu osa ha-Shabbos. What does that mean? Ha'inu sh'alidei shechibu b'Yisrael as ha-Shabbos, heim gormu asiyas ha-Shabbos. In other words, again, a person who wants to be a recipient, that causes him to be part of the giver, because that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia. Zesha Omer Osei Devaro, the Shmo Bekol Devaro. Right? The Pasuk says, Gibor Korach Osei Devaro. That's the Pasuk in Tehillim. Baruch Hashem Malachov Gibor Korach Osei Devaro. So what does it mean? Osei Devaro, the Shmo Bekol Devaro. Kimach Mas Chukosim Habikil Osim Esadibor. V'chein Benase V'nishma. Kol Asher Dibor Esem Nase V'nishma. K'ilu Heim Osu Esadibor. In other words, Nase, they create the speech of the Rebbe because they're the Nishma. In other words, it's an interesting thing. In other words, a Rebbe just learns alone, so he'll get whatever he gets. But if he has a Talmud who wants to learn from him, then that will cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him an extra Kolach HaShpo. V'zesha Omer Hazina HaShemayim. In other words, if you have a chavivus to listen, al yidei zeh va'adabera, that will cause the dibur. Shehem yidnu koch b'dibur. Aval ha'aretz, hayinu b'shar shekvar chozim tzor v'omru, atadaber elin v'shamanu v'asinu, kach v'tishma ha'aretz v'mifri. So that's his yisod of the yibore koach Osa Dvara, and that's the idea of Nasa the Nishma. In other words, if you are a Nishma, then you're causing the Nasa. And that's the words of the Parim Yosfus. So now let's look, and he says this again in Parshas Bereishis on page 11. When the Torah says "Bracious b'shvil Yisrael shenikru racious," b'shvil Torah shenikru racious. Lamanim zebein shom chazal tnu ozel olkim shatzadikim kviyochol mosifim koach lamala. The tzadikim are mosif koach lamala. Al derech ze shenasu shuvtim haKadosh Baruch Hu masiv racious. So meaning what? HaKadosh Baruch has the koach hashpoa because Bereishis Bara Elokim, because there's a mekabel who wants it. So since there's a mekabel who wants it, so that, or meaning there's a shomeya, or there's a mekabel, so there's a somebody who has a tshuka to be a mekabel, that is moisif Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Nasa B'Shvil Yisrael Shanikru Rashis. Because there's Israel. They have the Tshuka to be a Mekabel. They're Mosifim Koach L'mal. So that's the Parim Yofer says this idea. And now the Chasim Sofer on page 14 takes it even further. Look at page 14. Ayin Mori Bahafla. Mori is his Rebbe, the Hafla, that's the Parim Yofus. For Osif Nofa Haldvarav Bezus Hashem Yisbarach. And he wants to add, Kol Shah Talmud Mechin Atzim Alashmo Mirabo. When the Talmud is making atzmo to listen to the Rebbe, miyad nitosif shefa eloki al haraf. In other words, it's not just a practical thing. That's the point. In other words, you see, practically, if you have, it's always good you learn with somebody, so you say something, and then someone could ask you a kasha, and then you'll have to fine-tune it, you know, because there's somebody listening, you know, and somebody asking. That's true also. But the other nekuda is that metaphysically there's a certain siyata d'shmaya that the Rebbe gets, that koach hashpa that's given to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because there's a mekabel, because there's somebody who has a tshuka to listen. Kol tam shemeichin atzmo lishmo mirabo mi andi tosef sheva eloki al harav u'menu al ha-talmidim. Hinei ha-shamayim heim ha-mashpiyim. Shamayim is the mashpiyah, because like we know, the shamayim rains, right? And that causes hashpa on the aretz. Now the plants grow. So ha-shamayim ha-mashpiyim va-aretz ha-makabel ha-shefa min ha-shamayim. Ha-chanami ha-talmid al-decha ha-chanoso la-hatos ozmo shmoa ha-rehu ha-shamayim ha-mashpiyah al-arav. So the Talmud who is meichin to listen, that's the word of the Adam Yafos, that's going to cause HaKoach HaShpo. And then it goes further. U'kishachoze HaRav L'Hashpia L'Talmid HaRehu HaTalmid B'Bechines Aretz L'Kabel Me'arav Shuhata HaShamayim V'Hayinu Domer Moshe L'Yisru HaZin V'Hatu Atzmachem Atem HaShamayim HaMashpin Li. In other words, what happens is that the Talmud is listening, so the Rebbe is mashpia. But then, in Hashemayim heim mashpiim, va'aretz mekabela. Sachanami a Talmud ilei chanozo v'hatos ozno lishmoa. So then, what? Harehu Hashemayim hamash. So therefore, you know, the Talmud starts off as a mekabel, but then he becomes a mashpia. Because since he's a mekabel, that's going to cause an extra hashpah of the Rebbe. So the Talmud starts off being what? The Aretz, and then he becomes the Shamayim. Because he starts off being a mekabel. Once he's a mekabel, Hashem sees that now the Rebbe should give more, should have more. So then, but what caused that? The Talmud. So the Talmud starts out as a mekabel, and he becomes a mashpia. Shehoz HaRav Hashpia Talmud, in other words, Moshe says to Israel, "Hazinu, atu atzel atem hashamayim, because you are the shamayim." Those Moshe is talking to Klal Yisrael. He says, "Hazinu hashamayim, you the shamayim. Now you're the mashpia to me." V'shuv tishma aretz heim haYisrael atzman shu b'tchil b'china shamayim. So first, Klal Yisrael, the Talmidim are there, so they have the Tshuka, so there they become the Shemaim, and then the Rebbe can give back to the Talmud, and now the Talmud becomes the Aretz. So it goes back and forth, this relationship. And that's the Vort, and it's interesting because the Chasam Sofer was a Talmud of the Haflaw. So it's happening right now. You know, saying this idea that the Chasam Sofer is hearing from the Rebbe, and he's being Mosif. You know that back and forth dynamic is. So that's the idea, and that's why it's so important to the Rebbe Talmud. So it's a very important relationship of how it works. And then the Shem Yishmuel says further, on page 20. He says, Yarov kamatar glikhi, tizal katal imrosi. So the Sifrei says, Ein yarov ella loshon hariga. Where do you see that? Shenem avarfu shamas ha'egla banachal. Right? In the end of Parsha Shoftim, we have the egla rufa. So you kill the egla. So he says, "What's my egla mechaperis al shvichas domim? Kach divrei Torah mechaperim al shvichas domim." So Yesh Lavin came and amr diaruf uloshar hariga again. Starach lomah she divrei Torah him horgim. Efti dosh mina shatora mechaperis. If you're saying yarov is loshar hariga, so then it shouldn't mean that it's mechaper, it means therefore the Torah is horik. What does that mean? So he says like this, and how can it mean that the Torah is horik? Right? What does that mean? So he says, v'nira lefarish, next paragraph, that's his father, the Avnei Nezer, the father of the Shem Shmuel. The Torah is called Lekach. Ki Lekach tov nosati lachem. Mishum shedivrei korma olim l'olim kifi misas halakicha shalakechas divrei Torah. The Torah is mashpia kifi what? The hislavus that the person has who's going to be makabel. The Torah's mashpia in commensurate with the hislavus that the Talmud has to accept. But now he says a further idea. Upshitus gam tevas litchia ksuvakan perish hachi. Yeshlom ol apimad hikiv zatzal b'mokam achash tevas lakicha perish hagba. Yarov kamar lichim. Where do we see that? No? He's going to quote it. L'kachtam lachem. Coming up. L'kachtam lachem bayom harishon. Creates other kapos temarim. That's being magbia the dal minim.
Also, it's the lashon of kedushin.
Yeah. Lashon kedushin.
Ki kachish.
Ki kachish isha, yeah. Ki kachish mistei Ephraim. So what does this mean? So he says like this. The kikh is hagbah. So on page 21, third line. Hainu shedivrei Torah magbim es ha'odom. Umalin malin oso. So Torah is called lekach because lekicha means to raise up. The Torah raises you up. Mitam ze atzma odivrei Torah mechaper. Why? So he says, what does it mean? Why is it mechaper? Because of that. Ki min avonos nivru malochi mashchis. The person does averis, so malochim are created from these averis. You know, negative malochim. Hey, mitamtim as halev. Ha'odom ha'achbidim oso matzim motzim mimeno es l'shach yuso. These malochim suck out from the people their chias. So he says, when divrei Torah among be you mala also malochim shoras elu sharm lamata kiev shalos gam ken kisiv lo yigur chara mel nifshach yusin nasek lo hayu. He says, but when you learn Torah, it raises you up, and the malochim hamashkis that were created from previous averis are not raised up. So Mamela, there's no, in other words, they're trying to get their chias by sucking on you. But when you go up and they stay down, now there's a detachment between the Adam and the previous Malachi Chavola that were created from his averis. And that's the pshat divrei Torah mechaper. V'adei shalbozu shedivrei Torah malin u'magmisol u'lefi mitzas regesh v'chias halimud. It goes commensurate with the hergesh and the slavos you have when you're learning, and that's going to be magbia, and that's going to cause, and that's the hariga. What does it mean? V'fi amoy yiparshu g'metov divrei sifri. That's the pshat divrei Torah neragim, that the Torah is lifting you up, and the malei chachavola are trying to suck out of you your chias, to get their own chias from you and suck out your chias. But now that you're raised up, and they're not raised up because of your divrei Torah, that creates a severing of that connection between the Malei Chachavola and the human being, and hence the Malei Chachavola are detached from the human, and now we don't have the achias because they can't suck out from the person. And that's the idea. That's the Malech HaChavol Nehrogim. Ze'atzmo he'chapor, ki'por lo shukinu v'asorah, shukuch zara me'enu nedorim imen. And that's ki'lech ha'chtov. Ya'arov kamotar likhli. That the Divrei Torah kills. Because why? Likhi is the Divrei Torah that's Malayu. And Malayu creates that severing between the human being and the Malachi Chavolo that was created previously through previous Averis. So that's, and maybe that could be an idea that the Dal Minim is Lokachtem Lechem. Maybe you can tie this in, that the Dal Minim are an idea of the Divrei Torah, because the Dal Minim are learned from Torah Shebal Peh, the Mitzvah Mesorah. The Dal Minim are a Mesorah. You know, I'm just thinking of this right now. As the Rambam says, how do we know what the Dal Minim are? We never figure it out. Pirushim Mekubalim Misinai. This is a Mesorah that we get from Har Sinai. So this raised us up. This is raising us up. When we're raised up, all the bad forces that were clinging on to us are severed. And that's what, but that's the idea. And when you're doing it with having a Rebbe, and you have that relationship of Hazinu Hashamayim, by the Rebbe Sisma Aretz, so that makes it even better. Because when there's a Rebbe and Talmud, the Rebbe is about to mashpia, but the Talmud is willing to listen. He's mashpia that the Rebbe can give over more, and then so the Talmud is mashpia the Rebbe back to the Talmud. But it's all lakicha, it's hagba, it's raising you up, and that's after Yom Kippur and Sukkot is that time that we're ready to be raised up. Rav Shecht always points out that we know that the Yom Kippur was the day of the Sinas Torah Shebal Peh, Luchas Hashnius was on Yom Kippur, and the Beis Halevi says the Torah Shebal Peh started with the Luchas Hashnius, because the Luchas Rishonus, they had all Torah Shebal Peh was in the Torah Shebichsav. It was written on the Luchas, because before Luchas Rishonus, there wasn't the Cheira Eagle yet. So everything can be written down, and we didn't have to be worried that that it's going to be taken away. But after the became vulnerable after the Luchas, after the Chet HaEgel. So that's when the Torah Shebal Peh started to be Bal Peh. That's why the Chumash says in Parshas Kisisa, Ksov Luchas HaDavarim Ha'ela, Ki Alpi HaDavarim Ha'ela, Karasi Lucha Bris Yisrael, that Torah Shebal Peh is Bal Peh, Biksav, you can't mix the two. Why was it the Beis Halevi, the Drasha says, why is it only written here in Parshas Kisisa, that Torah Shebal Peh is Bal Peh? It should have been written in Yisro when we first got the Torah Shebal Peh. The answer is because the Torah Shebal Peh in Yisro was allowed to be written down. Now it's not allowed to be written down. So we have this special idea of Torah Shebal Peh and in Sukkos, and that's the idea of we're raised up. We're raised up and all the Kochas Hatumah, and we're raised up even more when it's this relationship. Okay, this is the shiur for Parshas Hazinu. So now we're going to have Parshas Zos HaBracha. Should make a little hefsek. You know, I was once given a kibbut at a bris. You know what the kibbut I was given? The kibbut, it was twins. So they wanted to have a hefsek between the one bris and the other. So I was given the kibbutz to say a Dvar Torah between the first bris and the second bris. So, okay. So, Dvar Torah would be in between the two Dvar Torahs. So, okay, but as Hashem, I'll give you a bracha that you should have a lot of hatzlacha this year in learning. You should be lifted up in a good way to continue learning more and to be Talmud mashpi on the Rebbe is mashpi on the Talmud, so it's all good. Okay, so now Zos HaBracha, the Torah says, V'yivku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe b'arvas Moav shloshim yom. They cried for Moshe Rabbeinu 30 days after he passed away. V'yitmu yimei b'chi evil Moshe. And then And then the Yimei Bechi Evel Moshe stopped. And then it says, Yeshua Ben Nun, Moli Ruch Chochma Ki Samach Moshe Es Yadav Olof. So the Chasam Sofer says, Amara de Gevort. This, many years ago, Rabbi Kolmigsberg, we do the same word from the Chofetz Chaim, but we'll see inside as well. But it's in the Chasam Sofer. In the Chasam Sofer, on page 10. He says an unbelievable thing. Well, so what does it say? It says, they cried about Moshe, then Vayidmu Yimei Bechi Me'eva Moshe. Then the time of Yimei Eva Moshe was over, and then it starts Yeshua Ben Nun. So simple pshat means, it's just talking about Yeshua Ben Nun, and how, you know, and he's going to be the leader, etc. But he says another word. Page 10. Lulei de Mistafina. Wow. Whenever you say Lulei de Mistafina, that means someone wants to say a big chiddush, but they have to put a, like a shtickle disclaimer, because maybe it's too big of a chiddush. So you have to say, had I not feared, I would say the following. So you can know that's always a signal that they want to say a big chiddush. So he says, Lulei de Mistafina Amina, Tamu Yimei Bechi El Siluko Shel Moshe. So simple pshat means they finished the Bechi Me'evel Moshe, and that's it. They finished with the Bechi. No other Bechi now. Finished the Bechi, right? But he's saying no. Now they started with the Bechi of Moshe, and now they started a second Bechi. Vayidmu Yime'evel Moshe means they finished this Bechi, but now there's another Bechi. What's the other Bechi? First Bechi is because Moshe's gone. What's the second Bechi? What was the second Bechi? In other words, first the people were crying that Moshe Rabbeinu died. But now they cried a second Bechi. Bochu Bechi Acheres. Ki ro Yeshua mole ruach chochma, ki samach Moshe yodav alof. It says they saw, now they were focusing on Yeshua. He's the new leader. Moshe was samach yodav alof. He says, and then the Chafetz Chaim says a similar thing we'll see certainly. See, they realized, okay, to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, that was out of their realm, out of anyone's realm. But they're still crying because Moshe died. But now they're crying about themselves, because they felt that if we would have been, we would have come to Shir every day like Yeshua, and we would have been a good Talmud like Yeshua, we could have been Yeshua too. They're crying now about themselves. V'nitztaru kol echav echad ashayo b'yado gamhu l'sharis Moshe l'yos part of Meir Kalvona v'atzlusho shol kol echad v'echad garmlo. Hakein meirov zatzar tomu b'chi evo Moshe, and now they have another, look in the excerpt on the side. B'nei Yisrael v'nitztaru Al Shinitz Atslu Nasharis Moshe Lozochuk Yoshua. And that was what they were crying. So it means they stopped the Bechi of Evel Moshe, and what? And now there's another Bechi. That, in other words, that's what he's saying. In other words, if you're just telling me that something about Yoshua, no, they stopped this Bechi, but now they started another Bechi. And I'll show you the Chafetz Chaim. I told you, Rabbi Konigsberg told me this years ago. On page 26, he says, "Vayad mefarsh mamaram zekenim shabosador omru pnei Moshe kipnei Chama and pnei Yeshua kipnei Levon. Oy laoso busha." So, symbol shot means that they saw the greatness of Moshe compared to Yeshua. So he says, "Oh, what a busha! Look, Yeshua's nowhere near Moshe. So that's a busha." So says the over here, the Maisel HaMelech, he says over in the of a time Mala Torah, he says, HaKavon HaHisha, as a Kenim Shiroh, as Moshe Yeshua, Shiroh, Yeshua, Gamkin, Melch, Venovi, Havshul Ogil, Madrigus, Moshe, Haim, Tztarim, Al-Shalo, Moshe, Gamheim, Tocha, Ol, Lohigil, Madrigus, Yeshua, Zayim, Boshe, HaKlima. He says, the busha of the Klima is not about Yeshua. The busha klim is about themselves, says the Maaseh LeMelech of the Chofetz Chaim Torah. That's the Busha Klima. Okay, Yeshua wasn't Moshe Rabbein. Okay, that's not a Busha. Yeshua tried his hardest. But also, Busha is the Busha of themselves that they didn't at least become a Yeshua. That's mamish what the Chavetz Chaim, what the Chasam Sofer just said. Okay. So now let me show you. Let me show you another thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Do we know who the Mesa
Malach is? Is it? Yeah, you have to check here. Let's see. I don't know, it could be Rav Shmuel Greineman. Let's look on the sharp line on page 24. Yeah, so maybe it's by Rav Shmuel Greineman, perhaps. Maybe it's not the Chavetz Chaim himself saying it.